Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin and friends. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to everyday life for each one of us. Join us today as we look at the Bible, life as a believer in Christ, and how to be relevant as the church reaching out to a modern world with the message of Jesus Christ. Now here's our host, Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On. It's Pastor Kevin here from Lighthouse Christian Church, and we're so glad that you joined us today on the podcast and the program. Once again, we're at 91.5 FM every weekday morning at 7:30 a.m., and we are also on our website at ourlighthouse.net. And you can actually catch up on programs there anytime. We'd love to see you just joining us any chance you get to be in the Word. We want to encourage you. I always do the program with the co-host, and I've got Martita Stamp with me today.
Hey, everybody.
My sister from another mister.
Yes, right.
Yeah, so, hey, we are just so glad to have you on the program today. Martita, how are you?
I'm doing great. I'm excited. Yeah. I'm excited.
She's excited. I love it. So, today, we're going to hit a topic that I'm bringing in. You know, if you notice, I've been bringing topics in a little bit more. And I love the idea of boldness, okay? And the topic today is, you know, being bold for the Lord and stepping out of your comfort zone. And, you know, I think it really revolves around knowing who we are in Christ and becoming solid in our relationship with Jesus. You know, this past week I went to a conference, and the whole conference was just, do you know the real Jesus? Mm. You know, and there's a scripture that says, do you have boldness to enter into the holiest place?
Wow.
By the blood of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to know that you're under the blood to go into a holy place with God. You've got to know that you're the righteousness of God, that you've been made perfect, because if you walk in there and you're not, you know, sin can't be in God's presence. So
yes.
If you're not washed in the blood, you can't have the boldness to enter into His presence. So I wanted to talk about boldness today.
Well, I'm going to throw something at you. When you get to know, okay, so you become saved, and you're saved, but you don't have a relationship with the Lord yet.
Right.
Okay. That takes mm-hmm. time. That takes, you know, to become friends, like you and I are friends. We've known each other for over 20 years. We worked together. We saw every day, you know, each other every day. We got to share things, and that's how we became to be friends and know each other. I remember in Puerto Rico growing up, my neighbor's house, I never knocked at the door. When I went in,
you
I just
walked in.
I walked in because she was like a mom to me.
Right.
She was family. She came to my house. She never knocked at the door. She just opened the door. She walked in, and we were family. That's not the same thing with the Lord. When you are that close to Him in relationship, not religion, not you got to do this and do this and do this and
right.
rules and regulations.
Obey all the commandments.
The relationship with Christ is becoming a best friend.
Right.
Spending time with Christ, getting to know Christ. He knows us. He knows everything about us.
Sure.
So you don't have to hide because He knows everything. He knows you better than He knows you know yourself, okay?
Right.
But you need to spend time with Him, reading the Word, learning about Him, and learning to get to know Him.
Sure.
Don't study the Word to get knowledge just to sound like smart. You want to read the Word to get to know the author.
Absolutely.
And have a personal relationship with Him. So then you can walk right into Holy of Holies because you will know who you are in the relationship you have with Him. And then you feel comfortable walking right in.
Yeah, that is so powerful. I think so many times we come at boldness and we say, you have to have boldness to go out there and share. And we're going to talk about that.
Yes.
But to have boldness to go out there and do the things for God that you're going to do, first, you have to have boldness to go into the holy place and
That's
into
right.
that intimate place with the Lord and find passion and find His will for your life and find who you are in Christ. And then through that, you can actually then begin to step out and make progress and being bold in your community. But if you don't know who you are, if you don't have that intimacy with Christ, you're never going to step out into your community.
And again, when you have a relationship, it becomes easier. Because I can go anywhere and I'll go, oh, you know, Pastor Kevin. Yeah, he said, and I can talk about you because we have a relationship.
Right.
When you have that relationship with the Lord, it will come out natural. You won't even think it. It just comes out.
Yeah, it's like, hey, let me tell you about my Jesus.
Yes.
He's so amazing. Let me tell you what he did for me.
Yes. I want to introduce you to my best friend. And those are things that you want to do.
Yeah.
But it's all out of relationship.
Yeah. So good. And then through that, we actually experience and begin to step out and take risk.
Yes.
Because I'm willing to risk rejection for the Lord. You know, the scriptures say, I'm not ashamed of the gospel. It's the power of God unto salvation to the Jew and then to the Greek. You know, I am not ashamed to share Jesus because I know him.
Yes. And even when you're rejected, you planted the seed.
Right.
Or you're watering. Because we don't know what, we feel rejected, but we don't know what is actually doing in those, in that person's heart.
Yeah.
Okay.
I love it.
It's just, we just go by the physical and what we see in the natural, but in the spirit, we don't know what's happening.
Sure. You don't.
No.
You're planting seeds, you're sowing into people's lives, and it could be 10 years growing.
Yeah, somebody can say...
Before they ever give their life to Jesus, but it could come all the way back to that one moment that you interjected and shared Christ with somebody.
When we go to heaven, we're going to see
all those
little seeds that we planted or watering or fertilizing,
so
whatever we did,
yeah.
We will see it.
That is so cool. You know, I believe this, that God is going to lead us to people.
Yes.
God's always going to, out of our relationship with him, he's going to position us with the world. And he's going to go, now share me.
Yes.
Share, you know, be bold and step out. And I think we see that in Peter's life, you know, in the book of Acts. I know we go to chapter 2. I want to read almost the whole chapter, but it's not quite. But, you know, Peter had denied Jesus before the crucifixion, and you know, he had stepped out. He just didn't have that boldness when people were approaching him and they're going, you were with him, you were with him, we know, we saw you with him, you were with Jesus. And he's like, I never knew the man.
Yeah, fear took over.
You know, and I never knew the man.
Yeah.
And a little girl, you were that guy, I saw you with him. He's like, I never knew him, you know. And Jesus said, you're going to deny me three times. And I think we have to be very careful in our lives, you know, with denying God. And the world's pressure is real.
Yes.
And I think Peter finally found his greatest asset in boldness when he got filled with the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
In the upper room.
You That's
know,
right.
Let's talk about that upper room for a minute, and then we'll read the chapter, because they were all waiting. He said, go and wait for the Holy Spirit. And they were all in one accord. They're in that room. And then it says, like a mighty rushing wind, the power of the Holy Spirit showed up in that upper room. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. They all began to speak in tongues. They began to hear everybody glorifying God in all these different languages. None of them spoke those languages.
That's right.
You know, and some of them were languages that you probably didn't understand, because they were heavenly languages. Well, I do believe that I've spoke in tongues and spoke other languages that are real languages, and I also believe that I've spoken with, you know, tongues, and it's been a heavenly language.
That's
so
right.
I believe there's both. I'm not arguing for one side or the other. I've done both.
That's right.
But you know, Peter and them were filled, and literally, that's where he goes out in the streets from the upper room, and that's where this chapter picks up. So I'm going to start reading, and then Martita, you just pick it up wherever you want. But it's Acts chapter 2, verse 14 through 42, and it's, but Peter, standing up with the 11, raised his voice and said to them, men of Judea and all who dwell in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and heed my words, for these are not drunk as you suppose, since it is only the third hour of the day, but this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. And it shall come to pass In the last days, says God, that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. And on my manservants and on my maidservants, I will pour out my spirit in those days. And they shall prophesy. And I will show wonders in heaven above and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire, vapor of smoke. The sun will be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the coming of the great and awesome day of the Lord. And it shall come to pass that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man attested by God to you by miracles, wonders, and signs, which God did through him in your midst, as you yourselves also know, him being delivered by the determined purpose and foreknowledge of God, you have taken by lawless hands and crucified and put to death, whom God has raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be held by it. For David said concerning him, I foresaw the Lord always before my face, for he is at my right hand, that I may be not be shaken. Therefore my heart rejoiced, and my tongue was glad. Moreover, my flesh also will rest in hope. For you will not leave my soul in Hades, nor will you allow your Holy One to see corruption. You have made known to me the way of life.
You will make me full of joy in your presence. Men and brothers, let me speak freely to you of the patriarch David, that he is both dead and buried, and his tomb is with us to this day. Therefore, being a prophet and knowing that God had sworn with an oath to him that of the fruit of his body, according to the flesh, he would raise up the Christ to sit on his throne, he, foreseeing this, spoke concerning the resurrection of the Christ, that his soul would know was not left in Hades, nor did his flesh see corruption. This Jesus God raised up, of which we are all witnesses. Therefore, being exalted to the right hand of God, and having received from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, he poured out this which you now see and hear. For David did not ascend into the heavens, but he says himself, the Lord said to my Lord, sit on my right hand till I make your enemies my footstool. Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Christ. Now when they heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, men and brothers, what shall we do? Then Peter said to them, repent, and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is to you and to your children and to all who are afar off, as many as the Lord of God will call. And with many other words, he testified and exhorted them, saying, be saved from this perverse generation. Then those who gladly received his word were baptized, and that day about 3,000 souls were added to them. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, in the breaking of bread, and in prayers.
So good. So good. You know, as we look at this, Martita, there's so much in this passage of Scripture. You know, I love how it says, it shall come to pass in the last days that I'll pour out my spirit on all flesh. You know, God's pouring his spirit out today like never before.
Yes.
We're seeing revival. We're seeing things begin to change and shift in the world. And God is pouring out his presence and his spirit. And those who are willing to grab a hold of it are going to experience it. But it takes boldness to step aside from what the world is telling you is normal and actually reach out to God and say, God, I'm believing that you are pouring out your presence on my life, and I'm going to receive that. But there's a part of you that has to die for that to happen. You know what I mean?
I understand.
Your own will, your own desires have to take the back seat to what God's plan is for your life. And I think that's why even in verse 37, it said, when they heard all of this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, what shall we do?
And again, it's not a mind thing. It's a heart.
Right.
The Lord looks at the heart. And I agree with you. But I'm going to also add to that. When you said in the beginning, they were all in one accord.
Yeah.
us believers need to come together in one accord and believe the word of God and say, Lord, we want everything that you have for us. And in here, he's saying, I'm going to pour the Spirit on you.
Yeah.
We need to come together and say, Lord, pour your Spirit on us believers so we can be bold for you out there and reach out the lost. Because Jesus Christ came here for the lost. So now we were lost. We are found. Now we are his voice. We are his ambassadors. We represent the Lord.
Yeah.
So those people need to see Christ through us.
Wow.
And the only way to do that is to be in Christ.
Yeah.
And let him fill us with his Spirit. So when we speak, it's him speaking.
Sure.
We become the conduit
right.
of his love, of his power, of his authority. But we need to first believe, and then we need to say, Lord, I want it.
Yeah. So good. You know, I once again have to go back to that boldness that we need
yes.
to enter into his presence to get that, you know, and that's going to bring us to the place where we're living our lives for the Lord 100%. And that's hard to say. Oh, I live my life for God 100%. I don't know if I can say that today.
I cannot.
You know what I mean? And but the goal should be that we are 100% infatuated, engulfed, and just living in his presence in everything that we do. You know, I think it's funny here where in verse 15 it says, for these are not drunk as you suppose. And, you know, when the Holy Spirit fell on them, they looked drunk. What if, and I just think about this kind of stuff sometimes, what if people that are really drunk on wine, alcohol, things like that are actually participating in the devil's counterfeit of the true joy that comes through the Holy Spirit?
Oh my gosh.
Have you ever thought of that? You know, and when
yeah.
I was looking at that, I just felt a little whisper on that. You know, and some of you are out there, maybe you're looking for joy and maybe you're looking for, you know, all these things in partying and I've done it. I've been there. I was an alcoholic at 17 years old because I was so empty and there's so much stuff in my life that I just wanted to forget about and try to look past. But what if the true, you know, power of the Holy Spirit and them looking drunk was them experiencing the joy of the Lord in their life? You know, and I love, as we go back to verse 37, when they heard it, they were cut to the heart because they're not living for the Lord. And then Peter said to them, you know, after they said, what shall we do? He's like, repent.
Yes.
You know, I think the church is afraid to say repent.
And it is so important.
Turn around.
It will change our lives.
Go the other way.
Yes.
Repent. All repent means is stop doing what you were doing and do the opposite.
You know, as you were mentioning, because nobody's born thinking I'm going to become an alcoholic or a drug addict
right.
or a prostitute or a depressed person or a thief.
Homeless guy.
Yes. We're not born with that, okay? Life sometimes throws us that way.
Sure.
A lot of them do it to, like you said, to numb pain or trauma.
Right.
Or rejection, whatever that causes PTSD from wars and all that
yeah.
stuff. And you go to alcohol and drugs for it. Let me tell you, if you go to Christ and you ask the Lord to fill you with the Holy Spirit, not only will he take that away, the pain, you don't get drunk and then start throwing up and have headaches and have issues, but the side effects are amazing because you will get the peace and the healing that you really need. He can go to the root of the problem and heal it and set you completely free, that you don't have to go back. He has living waters that when you
yeah.
drink it and you get filled, that you get so addicted to it because you're total freedom. And that's going to give you the boldness. I was talking about that with my husband this morning.
Mm.
And I said, you know, people that are delivered from all this kind of issues are so on fire for the Lord and so bold for the Lord.
Yes, that boldness comes.
Yeah, they don't care what people think because they know what they've been freed of.
Yes.
And for people, let's say like me, that didn't do that and I didn't have that extreme change, we tend to be quiet and hold back. And I said, they drive me to jealousy. I want that.
Sure.
I mean, the Lord saved me.
But you can be bold.
Yes.
You just have to step out and do it.
Well, here I am.
I know.
But it's, I'm just saying, I want that. When I went to one of your metal rock
yeah, God's
services.
Rock.
Yes. I said to Jeff, I said, I was blown away by them in the way they worshiped. They don't hold back.
Mm-mm.
I was like, this is fire. This is not like Sunday morning that everybody's like a little mice singing real quiet.
Right, right.
Because no, they are going out there. And I said, I want that. I want to worship the Lord. I don't care if I'm off key. I want to worship from my heart
right.
as loud as I can because it's for the Lord. And that's what I loved about God's Rock. It mm-hmm. was like, man, this people, full force in worship.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what I want.
Sure.
I want to become that person that is so bold for the Lord that I'm on fire and the passion of the Lord will eat you up and you just go running.
I love that. Well, so let's take a quick break and come back and talk more about being bold for the Lord.
Hey, have a fence project you'd like to get done? Mike Green with Hercules Fence is available for you at 321-258-9853. Hercules Fence has been in business for 60 plus years. They've been serving Brevard since 1965. There's no job too big or too small. This is Brevard's leading fencing provider. Once again, that's Mike Green with Hercules Fence. 321-258-9853.
Paradise Air and Heat is an amazing sponsor of Turn the Light On. If you have a need for AC repair, you can reach Paul and the Paradise team at 321-459-2665. That's right, 321-459-2665. Located in Merritt Island and serving Brevard, Paradise can do everything from filter replacement to maintenance and even new systems. Thanks again, Paradise Air and Heat, for helping us turn the light on. In the secret, in the quiet.
Are you 18 to 29 years old? If so, Launch Young Adult Ministries is the place you want to be. We meet every Sunday night at 6:30 in the Double Bubble at Lighthouse Christian Church, 1250 North Banana River Drive. There's fun and fellowship, so come on out as we get you ignited to launch you to where God wants you to be. For more information about Launch, check us out at our website, ourlighthouse.net, or on Instagram at launch_youngadultministries. And I ain't gonna let it slip away. I'm gonna be joyful. Yes, I am. I just know Jesus is the way. I just know Jesus is the truth. I just know Jesus is the life. Oh, I just know Jesus is my joy.
Love rock music? Love Jesus? If we got the place for you, join us for God's Rock. That's right. God's Rock is a rock music service with a relevant message held at 7 p.m. every first Saturday night of the month at Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida. You can get more information at godsrock.life or call 321-749-7234. The venue is located at 1250 North Banana River Drive. Why should the devil have all the good music? Those upon the rock, we salute you.
What's going on, everybody? Pastor Kevin here with God's Rock. Just wanted to let you know that Friday the 13th, we're going to be in Cocoa Village. We're bringing in a hard rock band, The Protest, with special guest Marshall Huffman. Friday, October the 13th. That's right, Friday the 13th. We're going to rock the hell out of you at the Community Activity Center located at 215 Oak Street in Cocoa, Florida, right in the traffic circle there at Cocoa Eco Village. Come on down. It's free admission. Showtime is 7 p.m. You don't want to miss the protest. For more information, go to 321-749-7234 or look us up at godsrock.life. That's godsrock.life. All right, everybody, welcome back. And we are just so glad that you joined us today to, hey, to get more bold for the Lord,
yes,
right, Martita?
Yes.
We're really just trying to poke you and get you to walk into the presence of God today by the blood of Jesus, get boldness from Him to go out into the world and be bold out there. So,
and you know, boldness comes out of passion.
It does. And passion comes from your intimacy and relationship with the Lord.
Amen.
Come on.
That's right.
Don't get me shouting.
I know.
All right, here we go. So let's read the scripture in Romans.
Yes.
Romans chapter 12.
Yes, Romans 12:1-2. And so, dear brothers and sisters, I plead with you to give your bodies to God because of all He has done for you. Let them be a living and holy sacrifice the King will find acceptable. This is truly the way to worship Him. Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect.
Yeah, and all that ties back to verse 40 in
Acts.
You know, Acts chapter 2, it says this, and with many words he testified and exhorted them, be saved from this perverse generation.
Yes.
You know, that's why we give our bodies as a sacrifice. We live our lives for the Lord so that we can come back and be able to say, be saved like I was from this perverse generation. And it says this, that those who gladly received his word were baptized, and 3,000 people came to the Lord through Peter's boldness that day. Because Peter was willing to sacrifice. He was willing to take that Romans road in chapter 12 and be, you know, conformed to the image of Jesus through relationship that he had with him, and then taking that out into the world and seeing people's lives change.
And he received the baptismal of the Holy Spirit that gave him the power and authority and the boldness that he needed to go out there. Remember, this is the man that was hiding in fear.
A little girl shut him down.
Yes, and he was afraid. And here they are all together, became in one accord, seeking the Lord and just waiting upon the Lord. So I'm telling you, seek the Lord, wait upon Him, tell Him how hungry you are, and He's going to fill you up with that Holy Spirit and on fire, and it will be easy.
Yeah.
You just go out there because it will come out. It just, you won't be able to contain it.
Yeah. I believe that God is ready to issue boldness to all of us.
Yes.
If we'll take the time to go and get it from Him.
Yes.
So I encourage you guys who are listening today, be bold to enter into the throne and into the presence of God through the blood of Jesus. First, if you're not saved, give your life to Jesus Christ today. Come under that cleansing power of the blood, and He will set you free. Guys, we hope you enjoyed the program. Have a blessed day.
Turn the Light On is a program brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Church in Marylawn, Florida. Our service times are on Sunday at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. We are located at 1250 North Banana River Drive, Merritt Island, across the street from Audubon Elementary School. You can reach our office at 321-452-1012 or find us online at ourlighthouse.net.
Thanks for joining us every weekday morning for our radio show, Turn the Light On, at 7:30 on WMIE 91.5 or any of our social media channels. We're excited to see God moving in Brevard County and hope to see you in one of our services or events. Until the next time, thanks for being with us as we turn the light on in our community.